Welcome to the EDUCAUSE Review Online Podcast. On this podcast, we feature an interview with Ganesan Ravishankar, Chief Information Officer for Wellesley College. In this conversation, Ravishankar shares his cautious insights into the challenges and benefits of analytics. I started our interview by asking what he thought analytics could bring to higher education over the next 5 to 10 years.
I am a big believer in analytics, and I helped implement a business analytics software while at Pace. I'm doing the same thing at Wellesley, and it's called Blackboard Analytics now. It used to be called iStrategy. I'm an avid programmer myself, and I have written analytics to help NERCOMP understand how to offer programs that are better suited for our membership. In fact, I gave an online presentation on that topic today, and I'll be talking to the institutional representatives tomorrow on the same topic. So I'm a big believer in that's our next step. However, the problems that we face is we are all, frankly, stuck, in my opinion, with these big, bulky ERP systems that are very good at taking in the data. That's what they do well. Transactional data are taken in really well, but they're terrible, in my opinion, again, at exposing it in ways that are useful, interesting, accurate, and easy. Okay, this is where I think we need to spend a lot of time. And in fact, this is one of the strategic goals for my organization, which is democratizing the data access. Okay, because suddenly, if you can empower the faculty and the administrative staff with reliable, accurate data that can be easily gotten and manipulated, which is a very different paradigm than the old style of, please give me this report. Which means the person who is asking needs to know what they're asking, and the person who is delivering needs to know what the person who is asking is asking. That introduces so much confusion and waste of time. The new analytical tools actually cut through that and provide data in ways that follow-up questions can be asked, which is very natural when you look at data. What is the grade distribution for my college for the last 10 years? Okay, if you design the system correctly, one should be able to get it with a click of a button. And then you want to know how are the humanities grade changed in the last 10 years versus the sciences or any such cuts and slices are the next question. Why are these important? Because assessment is becoming a more important factor for all of us. So knowing data to be prepared to act on these things is forever becoming important. Classroom utilization, a trivial exercise, takes forever to get done. You want to be able to know what time classes are meeting or departments distributing their classes in interesting ways to allow students time to take interested courses in other departments also. In other words, avoid collisions. If every department is operating in its silo, then it will be a difficult task. Instead, you expose the data, have them look at it, either collaboratively or give them access to all the meeting time so that they are making all these very informed decisions, which in the end benefits students. And similarly, if administrators use this in ways that are the most interesting, it benefits the faculty, students, staff, everybody. So I think analytics is going to be extremely important. At the risk of shameless self-promotion, I also wrote an ECAR article on the subject, academic analytics. So,
what are some of the dangers of using analytics? Are there pitfalls we should be aware of?
Analytics, if not done right, is a dangerous path. Okay, so for example, many institutions define who is a full-time student or a part-time student by various definitions. Depending on the department that you talk to, you're going to get different answers. Okay, so you don't want that levels of confusion to get into your data store, so that when you are doing the analytics, you know, as with any new technologies, the first impression is extremely important. If you don't give the accurate and reliable data right up front, people are going to say, it's not good. I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to waste my time. So the data integrity is critically important. Secondly, you don't want to open up all of these tools without proper planning, appropriate training, because suddenly you are giving access to data that people have not had access to. Misinterpretation can happen in no time, okay, if you don't guide the process, okay, accurately. Therefore, all of these are extremely important. You can't just do it with existing data. So you need to spend an awful lot of time worrying about what is institutional definition. So I call them common data definition. So you need to have common data definitions, which go like when the president and his cabinet sit to look at the data, it is the institutional definition that trumps. If you want to look at the data differently for your own departmental needs, please do so. But that's not the definition that's going to be brought to the table when the decision makers are at the same table. And you can extend this various ways. BA, MA programs are a combined degree program. How do you classify those students? Are they undergraduates or are they graduates? Or do you want to consider them graduates only on their fifth year? Okay, so all these definitions need to be sorted out up front. And then, okay, you open it up in a very planned way. For example, we are unlikely to open up access to this without proper collaboration with the provost's office for student and faculty data, finance office for financial data. We will have a training program. It's a mandatory. People have to come for that before they get access to it. So those are very important, critical steps.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about analytics?
I think we have so much data that is spread out in so many different places, okay, in academia. Take surveys. Our survey results are not centralized. Every single department has its own survey. How do you develop a framework to bring all of these data in a way? I mean, retention is very important for lots of colleges. How do you understand what actually is the retention problem? And until you start looking at it holistically, you are likely to come to conclusions that are going to be wrong and going to result in decisions, okay, that are going to be, again, not good for the college or university. So attempting to bring everybody along, and it's a, as you know, people who have done all of these things a particular way would want to continue to do this that particular way. So you need to work with them to convince them that the new frameworks that you're proposing will actually enhance the way they do business, okay, and also use the opportunities of the higher offices to convince everybody, let's all come together on this one. Let's not get fractured, siloed, because it's not good for the institution.
Ravi, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
You can find more audio, video, and articles at the new EDUCAUSE Review online magazine. Just visit www.educause.edu/ERO. I'm Jerry Bain for EDUCAUSE. Thanks for listening.